In Queens, a recount is underway in the district attorney primary race between Democratic establishment candidate Melinda Katz and progressive challenger Tiffany Caban. It's a tight race being watched across the city, and WNYC's Gwen Hogan checked in.
Y'all can come in. If anyone's new, just sign in.
What does a manual count of more than 90,000 paper ballots sound like? It sounds a bit like this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And this.
Caban. Caban. Lisa. Katz. Katz.
And there's a lot of math involved.
So 5 + 2 + 1 + 1.
So 21. +5 + 1 + 13 + 2.
The recount is taking place in a large rectangular office inside a mall in Middle Village. There are a dozen or so tables, three for each set of ballots getting sorted. On one side of each table, there are Board of Elections workers who handle the ballots. On the other side, one volunteer from each campaign, keeping watch.
So the first table just counts the ballots.
That's a total of 50.
They're just counting.
That's Councilman Jimmy Von Bramer. He's volunteering for Caban's campaign. At a second table, he says Board of Elections employees tally the actual votes for each candidate. Then at a third table,
so they sort of like, they verify what that table already did.
Every once in a while, someone raises their hand. Attorneys for each campaign swoop in.
All right, what's the deal?
In this case, the total number of ballots from the initial Board of Elections count doesn't match the number of physical ballots.
We're off by one. They count 116.
Both sides agree the scanner had miscounted on election day. All in all, it's not the most exciting spectacle in the world, says Ken Rehberger. He's the president of a local Democratic club and is volunteering for Katz.
It's slow and tedious, but it's like, people don't believe that they literally count every single vote. Your vote counts, and this shows your vote counts.
So far, they've tallied 4 of 18 electoral districts. They'll keep counting and counting for as long as it takes to finish. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.